Thanks for downloading this podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be rebroadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy by searching iTunes for Radio Le Mans or visiting radiolemans.com.
From the world's first officially recognised sim racing group, it's the Tora Radio Show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another rip-roaring edition of the Tora Radio Show here on radiolemans.com. Hashtag RS1. Making some noise in the background, returning after a short stint in the last show, Mr. Lewis Satterley. Hello, Louis.
Hello.
He's back, and he's indier than ever.
I am Indy.
He's going to rub it in our face that he's going this weekend.
That was their moniker for one season was I am Indy.
Was it?
So. Yeah, I'm going to bring it back. Good. I'm bringing it back.
Good for you. And elsewhere in the wonderful world of sim racing, we have ASCC extraordinaire, and no one's faster than Toro's pastor, Mr. Ben Williams, because it's been a while since I said that. Hello, Ben.
I swear, my introduction gets longer and longer every month.
Yeah, before you know it, you're going to be like one of the World of Outlaw drivers' introductions whenever they do qualifying. With a sponsor list that's like 5 pages long.
I'd like to thank the Coke Mercedes, GoPro, Xbox, Microsoft.
and also sponsored by Mole Valley Pasties and Morrison's Hash Browns. Other hash browns are available, but probably aren't as dry. It's me, Mr. Matthew Hunter. Hello, everybody. And so that's our introductions over and done with. And that's nearly 2 minutes of the show just to say hello.
And we've already gone off the rails.
Yeah. Talking about going off the rails, actually, one more thing to add. If I do the whole I am Indy thing, but are doing it in Batman's voice, I am Indy.
It sounds like you're saying, hire Mindy.
No, I was saying, you know what, let's just carry on with the show.
Let's not start.
Who's Lauren?
That was supposed to be...
Dang it!
Anyway...
I was going to make that joke, but I thought, no, that wouldn't be right. Leave it to Matt, ladies and gentlemen.
Who's Yanny?
Down.
Maybe he knows Laura. I don't know.
Dalmas, maybe? I don't know.
Is the dress red?
Are the shoes gray? Spoiler alert, they're blue.
Spoiler alert, let's get back onto the show.
How do we do this?
The insane one is telling you to get back to the show.
Every month, dear listener.
To be fair, the... Which one of us is the insane one changes from minute to minute, so...
And on that note, it's a very, very busy show with lots to talk about, so we should probably do such things. If you want to get parts or engage with us in any way throughout the course of the show, of course you can, at @TheReal_Tora, using the hashtag TRS.
This is the Tora Radio Show, where we do occasionally talk about sim racing news.
Of which there is a lot.
Yes.
Now, do we do the big one first, or do we leave it to the dinner? We'll do the big one first.
Get everyone. Let's do big one first. Yeah. Big stuff first.
So last week we had the interesting. Ben had the interesting job of trying to live tweet inside Xbox as our good friend Brian Ekberg was on. To discuss upcoming features to Forza. Now, this isn't something, Ben, that they've actually done very often, because they're not talking about features that are like, and today you can now download XYZ.
Yeah.
They're actually talking about things that are experimental, in development still, and some we're not probably going to see for a couple of months.
Yeah. No, it's definitely a depart from... form, I guess you can say, with them, because usually the way we get news from Turn 10 is an extended list of updates that they've done, like their patch notes for updates and other things like that. But this time, no, this month they go on the Inside Xbox show, which is it weekly? I was going to be completely honest. I've never actually sat down and watched the Inside Xbox show. before, but I only
I'll
did
be
it
honest,
because
I never even Forza. Know it existed.
Yeah, I only watched it because Forza was there, and I had to wait 30 minutes for 7 minutes of content. But
State of Decay, otherwise known as Welcome to the British Isles.
And coming up next, we have Forza Motorsport 7 news. Yeah. But first, we're going to talk about these things over here.
Yeah. Not so shiny.
Don't forget, coming up next, we have Forza 7 news. But here's some more other stuff that is not a Forza 7 news.
Coming up later, there's Forza 7 news. But here, look at this zombie.
Actually, no, it was Hero. Look at this custom Black Panther Xbox.
Black Panther.
Yes.
Not- Sound like you said Black Panda.
Well, pandas are black.
Yeah, but that would have been much better. In fairness, the it was an Xbox One X, which is meant to be smaller and not furry. Just to fame
the fur cost.
Although the similarities is there, famously not good at mating.
We should get back to the news.
You said Black Panda. Anyway.
I said Black Panther.
That would have been a much more interesting Marvel film. I'm just putting it out there.
It basically would have been Kung Fu Panda.
Jack Black in Africa. Yeah. Anyway.
Did issue C breaks down into... I blessed the name. Anyway.
Just don't.
So there was a lot of stuff that they did cover in those 7 minutes. Most interesting thing would be their new race regulation system, which is eventually going to be like a player penalty system that they're going to actually introduce into Forza 7. But it's still in development, so they're still at the very early stages of it being designed. So this is, I'm really excited that they actually let us know in advance that this is going to be a thing that's coming to Forza. A lot of the members of the community, and especially our racers, have been wondering if they're going to be doing a penalty system like this, because you have one, you have a player penalty system on Project Cars 2, you have it most famously on the iRacing and other things like that. But the first thing that we are going to be getting from that is that they've completely done all the track limits. For those who have raced with us before, you know that we typically have to reiterate what the track limits are, because on several of the Forza 7 tracks, there's places where you can go almost four wheels off the track. I mean, you can go four wheels off the track in some cases where it doesn't invalidate your lap time. It doesn't give you a dirty lap, using the terminology we use in the Forza community. So they've gone back and actually fixed it. So it's the recognized motorsport standard of two wheels on the tarmac at all times. Tarmac, listen to me.
You're in America. It's asphalt.
It's asphalt. Heavy on the fault. No.
I'm going to stop talking to you soon.
Anyway.
Oi.
Oi.
There we go. Right. Back in the room.
Anyway. So, they're not releasing a lot of details about when these things are going to be out, but they said a couple months, so we could have this before probably maybe even the IndyCar series, whenever that starts up, Lewis. A couple months. Other things they mentioned, the new experimental drag mode, which as a fan of drag racing, I'm kind of looking forward to just a little bit. You're going to include things like actually warming up your tires for a race. They're going to give you your track speed, your reaction time, your 60-foot times, and other things like that. So drag has been something that I felt, and many of the community feels, has been something that's not really been fleshed out in Forza Motorsports. Like, it's kind of there, but it's not really there, yeah. If that makes sense. They give us drag tires, but you can't really do anything with them because you can't really, heat them up before a race. Or actually be able to hold your RPMs, because it kind of just drops you in the car at the beginning of the race, which is kind of annoying. But anyway, they also talked about time attack, which is basically just class leaderboards again, having them back for every track, being able to go look at a leaderboard instead of do a race, and then you might be able to look at the leaderboard at the end of it, and it might not even matter because it's going to be, because you're not a division, then you're just not going to sort of by division. Anyway, They also announced that there's going to be two more car packs coming up. For those who don't know, Forza's Car Pass allows you to get the first 8 now DLC packs for free. You just pay a flat fee at the beginning. That's actually going to be less down the road for you. It's not very expensive. Granted, all Forza's packs are only like $7, maybe. Actually, I think they're 6. They're very inexpensive.
They're not bad. They're not bad considering half the pack's good.
Yeah. Really,
it's 3.
We've gone over that. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So, yeah, that was kind of all the rumor we covered. That's really is all they recovered. The only other thing I can think of that they mentioned was that one of the pre-order exclusive Honegan car packs is going to be available for the Car Pass members, which, if you remember from one of the Forza Horizon 3 DLCs that we covered last year, would have been last year, we talked about those cars extensively.
I wish they were bringing in his new Escort Cosworth because it's very, very nice. Mm-hmm. That's just me.
I just want more race cars, and I mean real modern race cars.
Yeah. Just obviously mentioning free cars, the free car that came with May's update made me very happy because it's my actual car.
Yawn.
The Honda Civic.
Yawn.
Okay. Why?
It's not a race car.
It's a Civic.
It's a touring car.
It's a Civic.
What are you driving these days?
Something with much more motor.
But it's not as fast as my Civic. Anyway.
I have an SUV and it still has more motor.
Anyway.
That's what I'm driving is an SUV. I was just trying to make it sound like I was more impressive. But
it's a van, Louis. Let's make it abundantly clear. It's a van.
No. It's not a van. It's a big difference between a van and an SUV.
Just because it has the word sport, look, we've covered this in the show before. Just because it has the word sports in it doesn't make it any more relevant to motorsports than
Matt.
But I could take mine off road and not get stuck.
Matt,
I could take mine off
road. Matt, how big is your engine?
It's a 2-liter turbo, producing 320 brake horsepower.
My Firebird has a 3.8-liter V6.
Oh, but you don't drive that daily.
I usually do when it's not in many pieces like it is right now.
Yes, my car is famously not in many pieces. That's yeah. Louis, is your car in many pieces?
I'll take that as a yes. Should we continue back to other news?
We could wax lyrical about our own vehicles for a long time.
Anyway, yes, so they introduced the new Honda Civic Type R to the game for free for everybody, and something that they did mention in the Inside Xbox thing, that news segment that I forgot to mention, is that we'll be getting more free cars.
Yes.
And there's been quite a lot of speculation about one of those cars.
The IR8. I do believe.
Well, yeah. Wait. Yeah, the IR8. Okay.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
It's called the IR8, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not still the DW12, is it?
No.
Okay.
Of course, our IndyCar man is fallen silent at the moment. Mm. Hopefully we'll get him back in a couple seconds. But yes. I think actually IndyCar themselves actually announced it before Turn 10 has.
Got me now?
Yeah,
got me now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, there we go. Apparently I accidentally hit the mute button. It is the IR18, not the IR8.
Okay.
That would be why I was confused.
Yeah, it's no longer the DW12, right. Even though it is still technically the DW12 chassis.
It has Honda aero bits on it.
It's so much prettier now.
Yes, it is.
Are they going to be doing any more aero screen tests?
I'm pretty sure they are.
But it won't be Indy Week, though, but I think they did one a couple of weeks
ago. No, it won't be Indy Week. They've already done the... Or they did the Indy Aero screen test a couple of weeks ago and had the open test for all the teams. And I believe they're going to test all the ovals. So I think the next one is going to be Texas that they test.
Okay.
And then they're going to do Gateway, and I believe they'll also do Pocono. Because I think the big push is to get the Aero screen to be introduced for ovals.
I'm guessing though, Louis, you'd be very, very happy to see the IR18 in Forza.
Oh gosh, yes, and I hope to her intent listening to this right now. We get both the high drag aero kits and the low drag aero kits. That way, we can make it a little bit more authentic looking. Because, admittedly, our Indy 500 that we just held looked really awkward looking at cars going at 240 miles an hour in high aero configuration.
Yeah.
I mean, they need to go back to what they did with Forza 5. Believe it or not, Forza 5 did something better. They had option of high aero and low aero configurations on the bodywork. So they need to go back to that. They need to go back to that. Not an if or should we or maybe it might be a good idea. No, it is a good idea and you need to go back to it and you have to go back to it. So do it.
Especially the low drag bears absolutely no resemblance to the high drag, and the low drag looks stupidly good.
Especially if they...
The high drag looks wonderful. The low drag, I just like, why even bother having a rear wing at all? But that's just me.
Especially if they start adding that windscreen. But yes. Whatever windscreen design they go to, it's going to be better than the F1's Halo. Speaking of F1...
Oh, nice.
Wasn't there some F1 news?
Is that a segue I just saw pass by? I must wave at it.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
I have not been calculating that for the last 5 minutes or anything.
F1 2018 has been announced with quite... And do you know, I watched a portion of my first F1 race this year. Oh, typefaces that they use for the graphics is just not good. It's horrible. It's awful. And I hate to say it, sorry, Codemasters, I think F1 2017 was an excellent game. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. But the...
Yeah, I just got it recently myself, actually. I'm really loving the development portion of that. So anyway, carry on.
The game in itself, excellent. Anyway. So, looking at F1 2018 logo makes me physically violent. But hopefully... Hopefully they managed to make the game look good. They have promised... I mean, they're not. It seems to be a thing at the minute. We're going to tease games before we do anything. We're actually going to announce anything. So I suspect we'll hear more at E3. What we do know so far is that the game will be coming out on Friday, August the 24th for PS4, Xbox One and PC. Of course, that will be made even more pretty for Xbox One X. There will be more classic cars and expanded career mode, which would be good, actually, because I thought the career, as you just alluded to, Louis, the career mode for 2017 was probably one of the highlights in terms of the level of depth of play that it had for things like the practice sessions and qualifying.
Yeah, I agree. Another feature, I mean, granted, it got kind of repetitive, but I think they could probably elaborate more on it and with DLC and monthly updates and stuff like that, is that in the career mode, and I think it was in the very first one, first or second one that they had, where they allowed you to talk to the media.
I mean, sure about that.
It was poorly done, but the concept of it, I think, is really cool because, I mean, if you want to go about making a career mode, you need to go ahead and make it like what it would be like to be a driver, essentially, on a weekend. You kind of get that aspect now with the driving portion of it, where, you know, you get your team and everything, and you say, you know, and this is the practice programs we want you to run, get them done, and then that gives you research data to where you can create, have it, and go create developments for your car to make it faster, which right now I'm currently enthralled in trying to make a Haas become faster than a Mercedes. I'm enthralled with that. I think that's absolutely wonderful. And I think you were able to do it in 16 as well, which I had a lot of fun making the Manor team the top team in F1 over the course of the whole career mode, which I think that's really cool that you could do something like that.
And it's gone.
Yeah.
It sounds like if anyone's ever played knows American football, it sounds like you're trying to make the Cleveland Browns good.
Yeah, exactly. Or I had another analogy there that I was going to use, but that's probably the best one that we can use for America.
There you go.
But
for people in the UK who like the same shape ball, that would be like making London Irish the Premiership champions.
There you go.
Never gonna happen.
Yeah, and anybody who watches Family Guy and knows who the London silly nannies are, it's like trying to make them Super Bowl champions. Anyways,
I've forgotten about that.
I think it's a really great concept, though, if you were to bring in the media side of it, like just do press conferences and stuff like that, to where you get asked questions like what's going on with your car and stuff like that through the career. And then, granted, it does get repetitive because you hear the same things over and over again every season, but monthly, I think you could probably have an update where you update with what they say, scripture-wise.
Anyway, we probably better move on, because that was literally just to say that, because there's hardly any news on it. There isn't even any screenshots, which is even more annoying. Something we will quickly scoot past, because there's literally no details on it, probably rather cleverly. Project Cars is going on mobile. It's going mobile! There's now going to be a mobile version of that. There's no launch date.
I love it how you...
Can we pause for a second?
Yeah. I did.
Why? Why are they making that a thing? Did someone say, oh, I like Pokemon Go. I wish there was a version for cars.
Oh, we didn't bother to release the game for Nintendo in the end. Let's do it on mobiles instead.
So here's my question.
I don't know about you, but I get amazing force feedback from my phone.
Ooh, our game doesn't support more than 12 players in a multiplayer lobby. I know. Let's make a mobile game.
So here's my question. You said it was like Pokemon Go, right?
It's not going to be like Pokemon Go.
So does this mean that we have to hop behind a wheel of an actual car and go ahead and drive around town to race?
It's just no. Just now. Anyway,
because I mean, in order to catch Pokemon in Pokemon Go, you had to wander around town or cities and stuff like that, and actually go and find these things.
It was a surreptitious way for Nintendo to get fat children to make it to do exercise.
Okay, so that's what I'm wondering: is it attempt to make non-racers go out and become race car drivers
by getting arrested? Yeah, that'll work.
By getting arrested and going ahead and creaming a bunch of people on the side of the road if they get in an accident into a gravel trap in the game, but it's actually the side of a building.
No, that's when they do the mobile version of Grand Theft Auto. Moving on, the next... The official game for the Isle of Man TT, which we did talk about a couple of months ago now, I think. Absolutely stunning. Absolutely stunning game. Utterly.
Was I on the show for this?
No, you weren't. Adam was here.
Oh, that's why I haven't heard this. I had no idea this was a game.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Really?
Yes, it's called... It's TT, Isle of Man, Ride on the Edge.
Is it out?
Yes. It's been out for... It's been out for a couple of months. It's done by Big Ben. No, not this one. And KT Racing Games. They have confirmed that... this very month... I have to check to see if it's actually out, to be honest, because it might have slipped my memory since I had this press release come through. They confirmed that Sidecar Racing will be joining the game for free, which is excellent, because arguably you have to be even more bonkers to do Sidecar Racing than you have to do the normal car. But what they did...
No, you have to be complete, bat, expletive, crazy.
Yes. Yes, sizable cojones were involved. Pretty much
how they ride those bikes with
that's pretty much how they balance the bike.
that doesn't surprise me.
But anyway, part of the reason, of course, the reason why this is being received so well is because what it actually does to the sidecars are actually marginally slower than the top superbike classes. So it does potentially make the game slightly more accessible. Wow.
Okay. Okay, so I got a couple quick questions. I'm sure you already covered this whenever you had the show and you brought this up. So what classes of bike are offered on this game? Because I'm literally just learning all about this and I'm really excited about it.
As far as I'm aware, all the classes that are in the... actually, it's out today. I've just found the date. The sidecars are out today. The game's been out for a bit. But yes, research.
Breaking news!
Research. yes, no, but what it does mean is... basically all the classes from the Isle of Man TT are in this game. So,
even the 400s?
I don't know.
Well, actually, I don't even know if the 400s are even a class anymore. That shows you when the last time it was that I saw an Isle of Man TT covered over here in the States. Back when Yamaha R4s were a thing.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's really exciting, and I would imagine it has the whole TT circuit on it.
Absolutely, and it's absolutely good. It is stunningly gorgeous.
Oh my god, I gotta get this game. I'm sorry.
It is obviously downloadable. It's available probably cheaper as a physical copy, but it is downloadable. All 37.73 miles and 264 corners of it. And it is utterly glorious. I've seen a lot of videos. It is utterly gorgeous. It's very good. And
just speaking of motorcycle games, isn't there another thing that you were mentioning?
Yes, Milestone. Because I keep thinking that Milestone and Big Ben are the same thing, but I'm not entirely sure they are.
No, they have two different names. Clearly, they're two different things.
Mm-hmm. That's originally how names work.
Yes.
Anyway.
It's like twins, really. You know, I swear you guys are the same person. No, that one's Ben, that one's Josh.
Anyway. Milestone does the Ride series, and last week it was announced that Ride 3 is coming out. Now, the reason why this is actually very good to follow on, quite apart from the fact that it's bikes, the reason why Ride 3 is such a cool thing is because it has all the road racing courses, like the Northwest, the Northwest 200, things that were actually going on last week. And many other ones from like Ireland and stuff like that as well, and various other parts of the country and internationally that aren't in any other game. I don't know any other game that has those road courses in it. So it has all of those, and Big Ben has the TT course. So if you want the ultimate bike racing experience that isn't on traditional circuits, you need to get Ride 3 and you need to get the TT Isle of Man.
So, go ahead, Ben.
Okay, so we are talking about Ride 3 now, correct?
Yes.
I got lost when you guys started saying my name, and I was.
We did a hidden segue. what we did there was a surreptitious segue, a ninja segue, if you will.
So, when I first heard that Ride 3 was coming out, my literal first reaction was, "They're making another one."
I don't think Ride 2 came out as soon as you think, because I got it end of last year, and it had been out a while. A while, if you will.
Admittedly, they're not really big on their advertising. So, like, for instance, whenever I came across the first Ride, it's like, where's this game been? I have not seen it advertised at all because I was looking for a decent motorcycle game. I had been playing that one, and all of a sudden, as I'm sitting there going through other games, because Valentino Rossi came out.
Which was MotoGP 16.
Yeah. Yeah. That came out. All of a sudden, pop-up comes up for Ride 2 saying that it was available.
Yeah.
And I was just like, when was that announced? I had no idea this was coming, and I never got the game. I'm starting to wish I should have because I'm hearing wonderful things.
It's what's the best way to describe it? It's like a bike version of Forza 3. So there's still some bits missing that you'd really, really like to make it very good. But with all the customization and all that sort of stuff,
so
it's very good.
And this is my thing on, I think, why I didn't get Ride 2, is because I went into it, because of the customization thing, thinking that it was going to be like, and this is going to be a throwback for anybody who actually played the game and knew of it, because this was another very silent game, was RS Riding Spirits back on the PlayStation 2.
I remember it. But then I used to play, but then I played Tourist Trophy, which was Kaz Yamauchi doing bikes for a change.
Yeah, which you can only race four bikes, which admittedly, Riding Spirits, I think you had a maximum of eight. Mm. But to me, the Riding Spirits game was wonderful, albeit all you had was the big four Japanese manufacturers for bikes to choose from. Mm. But it had every single bike that manufacturer ever produced, even the special editions, the one-offs that they ever did, all that stuff. From 19, I believe it was 1991 was the first year of all the bikes. It went all the way up to what then was the current time. So I think 2004 is what it was. So basically, it was the only game, and still is to this day that I know of, that has the Honda F4i Valentino Rossi Nastro Azzurro edition in it.
Quite possibly. I don't remember seeing it in Ride.
I think it is. It had that one in there. It also had the RC51 Colin Edwards Special Edition, and I think the Nicky Hayden Special Edition.
The thing is, there
was so many awesome bikes that you could do, and it was literally full customization to where you can get a 400cc bike, bore out the motor on it to where it essentially becomes a 450, and race it up against 600s and blow the door or the wheels or handlebar. I don't know how you want to describe it for a bike.
The fairings.
Anyways, blow the handle. Fairings, there we go. Blow the fairings off of a 600. And I mean, you could literally I thought it was absolutely wonderful game that you could do that stuff with. So
I fully agree. I tell you what, I think Nick Damon and John will be thoroughly enjoying this pick, because we've suddenly started talking about bikes more than we have done in three seasons of this show.
Yeah. So while you guys were pantering on, I looked up the release date for the original Ride. It was only 2015, so that's 3 years ago. Yes.
Wow, they have.
So they're doing about one every year then.
Well,
no, I think that was
or a year, year and a half,
possibly. Although this one,
what was Ride Two?
Milestone.
Ride Two was 16. So they took a year off, basically.
So 2 years.
Okay.
It's on the Forza. It's on the alternate Forza cycle. That's fine. I can work with that.
It's not on the. It's not on a yearly development schedule. It's on an 18-month schedule.
We get around to it, it'll come out there then.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm not even sure they're Italian developers. It's just because they got Ducati plastered logo.
I was about to do a whole bunch of stereotypical Italian stuff, but then I decided, no, let's not do that and anger our Italian friends.
Yeah.
No.
Of which we have.
That's not.
Some. Anyway. Yeah, so that's coming out soon. And Ducati are featuring quite prominently by the looks of it, with many of their bikes featuring in the official trailer. Ride 3 comes out on November 8th, 2018. Expect more bike content coming up as I'm getting MotoGP 18. Next month, so I should be testing that a lot, and more bike-related fun and frolics later in the year.
Frolics?
As my voice is going higher, reasons I don't really know.
Still think the best MotoGP game actually was MotoGP 3 that was also on the PlayStation 3 or 2 that was developed by Namco, that series.
Oh, the Namco one. Yes.
Yes, the Namco ones.
The THQ ones were quite good.
They were okay.
But that was,
if I'm honest,
that was when the I want to say V4s started coming out. I remember the Namco.
The reason why I thought 3 was great is because you could develop the bike. I'm noticing a trend here. Anything that makes a game really good, you get to develop stuff.
Yes. Speaking of developing things, we really must move on and talk about things that Toro are developing. Because
let's go ahead and talk about the Toro developing show.
Mm-hmm. Oh dear, sorry everyone. This is a predominantly sports car related thing, but we have ventured into the wonderful world of bikes, which neither Louis or I knew that we both shared an interest in, so there we go. Oh dear.
I'm just along for the ride.
Ben's been sat there with his arms crossed, pouting. Let's talk about we're in the midst of the mad month of May, with obviously the real IndyCar coming up very, very soon. This weekend, actually, although I'll see. As discussed,
yeah, we did.
Yeah, someone we know is going again.
Yeah, we need to carry on, by the way, because I got a flight to catch here in a little bit.
Yes, and I've got to go to Twickenham in 48 hours for the Premiership final, so.
Yeah.
Betty buys and all that. But next month is, of course, June, and we all know what happens then. All sports car fans' years definitely run from June to June. You may have seen the not so subtle teaser shots on our Twitter feed. I thought they were very artsy, just not very subtle.
No,
Le Mans is
News that should shock no one.
Yeah. Yes. Pointless press release of the decade goes to Matt announcing that Le Mans is back for another edition.
We've only done this
8 years.
Yeah. In a row. On several different games.
Yeah. Yet people do keep asking, why aren't you doing Le Mans? Are you doing Le Mans? I don't see anything about Le Mans. Is Le Mans happening? Are you doing Le Mans? Yes, we're doing Le Mans.
Of course we're doing Le Mans.
Goodness me. So yes. There is also the TEC. We will probably talk about that next month, I suspect.
Mm-hmm.
But Ben, let's talk about Le Mans. For the first time in a very long time, actually, we're actually doing it after the race.
Yes.
So everyone will be very tired rather than very not here.
Yeah. The week before Le Mans is always very busy, not only with people traveling to Le Mans, but there's several other racing organizations like iRacing that also have their 24 hours of Le Mans the week before Le Mans.
Yeah, iRacing, stop copying us. Goodness me.
Jeez.
Copycats.
Mm. So the Le Mans 24 hours at Tour will of course be taking place on Forza Motorsport 7 once again. Mm-hmm. Well, Forza Motorsport.
Yes.
7 for and the first time.
The date, for those who aren't paying attention, will be June 23rd.
There has been
rumors. So we are.
There has been.
I'm sorry. When is it?
June 23rd. Oh.
June 23rd.
I fell into that trap.
We are pretty much a month away now.
You did fall right into that one, Matt.
We are pretty much a month away.
Yeah. This is going to be excellent. I'm actually looking forward to this edition more so because with all the new features, potentially that we've just discussed before, potentially coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You actually run a very real risk of having a Ford chicane and Dunlop chicane and other parts of the circuit that actually look like they really do.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time in...
Yeah, because something we didn't even talk about.
Yeah.
What we were talking about the press release is that they showed off Monza without tire walls.
Yes. So
Monza without tire walls, eh?
So yeah. Photographers, be praised. You can now take pictures of circuits that
yes.
look... That's what I was looking for. You can now take pictures of circuits as intended.
Mm-hmm.
There's something so for a game for. We'll just detour back slightly, because Matt's prerogative. For a game that prides itself on laser scanning everything. I mean, they did subtly update Le Mans anyway to add the wider runoff and stuff at the Porsche curves. And the Porsche Experience Center got added, and nobody noticed. I noticed.
Well, apparently that's not nobody.
But there was no announcement about it. There was no subtle press release or anything saying, oh, by the way, we've updated some circuits. But you go to the effort of updating all these things and making it look real, and then you ruin it by adding in tire walls willy-nilly.
Well, there's your reason why nobody noticed all those new nuances being added in, because they have to keep an eye out for a rogue tire wall that's going to pop out on you.
Yeah, they do have a habit of jumping out at you.
Yeah, they do.
Anyway, but yes, so that's... So those
and if, you, and if you just think about hitting it, you send tires everywhere. Yes.
So those are gone, which is excellent, and that's the main thing.
They aren't gone yet. They aren't gone yet.
Well, we'll
get there.
We'll presume.
Eventually.
Yeah, we'll presume that they'll be going by the time our race comes around. Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
Keeping everything crossed. But we've
as
seen...
As we will get
but,
cross.
But we've seen Monza without tire walls, so that means it is happening. I can't imagine they're only doing one circuit.
I thought they said in a press release they're going to go ahead and do all of it.
They've redone all the track limits on all the tracks. It's just, we are...
Yeah, it's where the track limits mean it's all. Anyway, we've gone off.
June 23rd.
Yeah. Goodness me. Anyway, so yes, the 24 hours. So it would be the usual. What LMP ones are we expecting this time, Ben? Actually. An early
spit
list.
Spit it out. I know you can do it.
I can't do it.
An early list.
Preliminary.
Paloma.
Pre. Huh. Oh, anyway, an early list.
Hang on, we're going to walk Ben through.
Okay.
Pre.
Lim.
In.
Airy. Airy.
There we go. We got you through it.
Now finish the sentence. Whip.
You're going to edit all this out, right?
No. No. That's not how it works. Anyway, come on.
Okay.
Real life.
So initially, we are...
Magic.
So initially, we are looking at the 2015? I can't remember the year. We have an Audi.
Mm. Yeah, the
R15. As you should expect. The Porsche 919, again, as you suspect. And because our Datsun loving staff mates couldn't let well enough known, we have the Nissan LM Turismo, or Nismo, whatever it's called.
GTR LM.
It's just the GTR Nismo. LM Nismo.
Yeah. Why am I getting Turismo? God dang it, Ben.
Just set that little mind worm in there for you. Yeah. So we, of course, have the major two. Unfortunately, we don't have the Toyota because marketing licensing reasons. I don't know.
Now, Ben, do we have both of the 919s that are offered in-game or just the one?
We have just the one, the most recent 2017 model.
Yeah, because the earlier one's actually locked. I'm doing it now. The earlier one is locked. So
yes,
which is actually fine, because I would rather have the newer one. So that's mm-hmm. fine.
Well, I was going to say, and you're going to hear this live there, dear listener, I was going to suggest, why not use the old one as well and just have it be rebadgeable?
Well, the old one actually has worse gas mileage than the Nissan.
Okay, I retract that statement.
Yeah, it actually only does one... It only does, like, turn five 10? Laps.
Anyway.
Why turn 10?
Jeez.
Anyway, getting back.
Why can't we make this, like, back to old Forza 3 days where we can actually have legitimate distances on fuel?
We'll just leave that.
Actually, Forza 4 days are even better.
That's the conversation for another show.
We'll leave that one.
So, anyway.
That was just me speaking out loud.
So the GT class then will have quite a familiar look for those who took part in the ASCC, I assume.
Yeah. Yes, it's basically the ASCC car list for Sebring. Well, it's the Sebring car list minus the Viper, because Viper hasn't raced at Le Mans since 2014, I want to say.
Okay, so now you know you're going to get the sticklers.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the Nissan in there, why aren't you putting in the Dodge?
Because the
Dodge. There we go. Now I get to
the Dodge hasn't been at Le Mans longer than the Nissan.
It's fair but point. Still, anyways,
fair point. It's a fair point.
Yeah,
but that's brilliant. I think it'd be really good. Now, obviously, builds and that sort of thing we can't really go into quite yet because they're still fundamentally being developed.
Mm-hmm.
We will be
releasing them very soon.
Mm-hmm. But I think it'll be, as ever, I think it'll be a fantastic race. We're hoping to have it live streamed as well. Mm-hmm. Of course, we'll be able to have
Friends over a YMTV.
Yeah, we'll be able to have live stints as well. Night stints rather, which would be excellent. Mm-hmm. I'm quite looking forward to it. I don't know if I'm going to compete yet. I'll certainly be around behind the scenes, but it's looking very, very cool.
There even might be some wet weather. Who knows?
Well, I suppose the Statham effect, it always rains at Le Mans.
Anyway,
what we'll quickly do, we'll jump over to Louis to talk about the RLM series that's been going on.
Ah, yes. So, we have officially, with one race left to go, sorry, pulling up my tables here. Officially with one race left to go, and that is what would be considered our big race. It is the Le Mans 2.4, which Toro used to do, and that actually turned into our 24 Hours of Le Mans that we started doing. So, with that race still left to go, we have two championships already locked up. That is the LMP2 title and the GT3 title. GT4 is still up in the air, but it's going to take a huge point swing or some really serious issues going towards our point meter for that one to be locked up. But our GT3 champion is one Mr. Ryan Butler, who gets his second Tora championship that he's ever gotten. So congrats to him on that one. He did it in the Ferrari 488 and what is it? The FF course machine, the very pretty red and metallic blue one. If anybody who knows which car that is in game, that you know that one looks gorgeous. And in LMP2, and I'm going to try and say this to where it doesn't sound like I'm an egomaniac, I won the LMP2 championship by winning... Okay, no, never mind. I'm not going to go ahead that far. I just won the LMP2 championship. That's it. I'm not going to toot my own horn and say how many races I won. So, because I'm awesome like that. No, I don't want to sound like that.
Ben, let's cut him off. So, let's cut him off while he's ahead, quick.
Yeah.
So, humble brag.
So, we do have another event that I think is going to be, or we're doing light planning of. So, if you are a member of the Midweek Motorsport Listeners Collective, which you really should be, and you want to go and have Project Cars 2, which you really should have, and you want to come race with us, come over to the RSL Le Mans Series presented by Toro Facebook page. And it is exactly how I set it for the Facebook page. Request to join. We will approve you. And you can come on over and race with all the other fellow collective members. The only rule, you have to be part of the Midweek Motorsport Listeners Collective. And coming up, we have our 2.4 hours of the Nürburgring.
For those dear listeners who are at home playing the TRS Bingo, you can only use one of those you-really-shoulds for your answers.
Yeah, you really should. Is only one. You know what? You really should really just takes up the free space.
Yeah, it really does.
Half the boards with segues, Matt's ridiculous puns, and other things. So.
Yeah, it fast, really fast. Does.
Someone hasn't shouted house by now. Anyway, let's stick to sports.
Well, we still got a little bit left to show. If nobody shouted it out yet, we can go ahead and try and make them to do it.
Let's quickly, Ben, run through the American Sports Car Championship that finished our IMSA-like series. That finished recently. Yes. Let's talk about that.
Yes. Our ASCC championship has wrapped up after five rounds. We only had five rounds this time because calendar reasons, making sure we get Daytona and Sebring be their own standalone events. So there's a lot of factors that go into it. There was a little mix-up with the last date because if you remember from the previous show, you actually heard me live on air realize I put the wrong calendar date in. Oops. So we had to reestablish the date for the last race, which meant that not many people were able to compete. Granted, the Xbox Live being down, the Forza servers, being down did not exactly help the situation. But we have wrapped up the series for this year. HCR coming in, showing who's boss. HCR took four of the top spots in DP. They were also fairly present towards the top of the table in GT. But we need to take a second here and just talk about TUS Switch, who he only was able to show up for four rounds. But he had so much of advantage for winning every single race that he was at, that he had enough points advantage with the drop round to be able to secure his championship at 600 points, which is pretty impressive.
Wow!
Yeah, he was undefeated, technically. Technically undefeated.
It's those technicalities that get you every time.
But you see, it almost have been worth turning up. Well, it was worth turning up with HCR Cerberus in second, for Kaido HCR Schnitzer, also in a BMW, only 8 points behind, which is quite snug in the grand scheme of things. Very much a BMW series.
Very much a Ford DP series.
Yeah, so if you're in a Ford DP or a BMW, 1 through 7 BMWs, it's like a Nürburgring result, isn't it? With the highest non-German car being Assassin's, or Assassin 55, in 13th place in a Chevy, which is quite scary.
Tis.
Mm-hmm.
But fantastic series, Ben, as ever, and it's great to sort of see HCR pull out all the stops, I suppose.
They took the team standings, and I believe... No, they did not take the independent standings. That was Augie McCullough and CRA, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Allied Forces took the Indy GT class as well, which is very good. So good on AX4X there. Good result in. Brilliant. So we now turn our attention away from the ASCC, as we sort of implied, to the TEC. More news on that next month. Hopefully, it will be. We're hoping to bring you a very special show, which people who were at the WEC round at Silverstone, about 3 years ago, would have heard played live. We're doing something very, very similar. It actually confused some people and thought that two of us were actually broadcasting live from Donington Park for some reason, which I thought was absolutely excellent. Such was the visceral noise of our various cars. But we won't give too much away. Rest assured that special will be coming.
Is that what soon. I think it is?
Quite possibly. So that's in development. It'll be very, very different to what you've experienced from TRS before. So stay tuned for more details on that in the coming months.
Mm-hmm. Before we wrap up, I do want to give a shout out to Flying Mikey J, Mike Jahonas, with his Hot Hatch Challenge series. Yes. Another great series. I think everyone who was involved had a lot of fun in it. A big shout out to HCR Vortex, HCR Hamish and Dandy, who were in the top three in the UK round, doing very well there. They also, as soon as it loads for me, they're also pretty high up there in the team standings. LMP did take top billing there in the UK in their very rampant Veloster. Over in the US side, F4H Diablo, after a very lot of points jockeying during the series, just because of the way that things worked out, was able to secure another Forza Championship under his belt. Him and FCR Haiti T fought out for the title pretty much a lot in the Americas. It was back and forth a couple times. Also, shout out to GTR Kicker, who came in third, and my teammate Insanity Curse, who actually finished fourth. The American version had a very good showing from Allied Forces in general. While DRR Tactical did take the team championship, we had both Allied Forces teams, the AX4X Pierce Motorsports team, which I drove for, and the AX4X Open Source Forza teams, in the other two spots on the championship podium. Also, again, shout out to LMP, and they call me Bubs for securing the independent championship there for the US. But it was a great series. If you like front wheel drive hatchbacks, you might want to pay attention in the coming weeks. Might have something for you.
Just saying.
Actually, if you really want to enjoy really close racing altogether, just look at anything that Mike Johannes puts together.
Yeah.
Because,
oh, yeah.
It's not. The stuff that he does is not exactly what you would call, I don't want to say mainstream, but it's not exactly stuff that you would expect to see for a sim racing series on a regular basis. But anything that he puts together has always been very competitive racing. And the few times that I have done it, I've always had a big old goofy grin on my face afterward, even if I got taken out in a race. So it's always fun, always competitive, and you just can't go wrong with what he does.
Yeah, that's what the beauty of Thursday Night Series is. No matter what your skill level is, you can show up, you can have someone to race against.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Mike Johannes, our king of club racing. Couple of extra little points just before we go. Firstly, obviously, the Toro Carrera Cup continues on Tuesdays. Three weeks left of that now. Race 2 having happened Tuesday just gone. So do sort of stay tuned in for that. There's content going out all around. And some have asked what's coming next on Project Cars. I've had literally an email asking what's coming next on Project Cars 2 from us. Having discussed this with the world's tallest 6-year-old now, because it was his birthday a couple of weeks ago, Mr. Adam Watson, and having spoken to our good friends at Ginetta, the summer series, which we had originally planned to do another round of the Michelin Ginetta Super Cup, we're now stepping into another portion of the Toka package. Pretty sure we've, throughout our years, we've done almost the entire Toka package now. BTCC, come have a chat, just saying. We will be moving over to the Ginetta Juniors for the next series, which I'm really looking forward to, actually, because they're really, really fun cars to throw around. And just on that, Ginetta are doing a 2019 Ginetta Junior Scholarship. If you want to get involved in that, the rule to be eligible for it for the 2018 event, which takes place in October, all competitors, the dates of birth must fall between the 1st of January 2003 and the 21st of March 2005, and you must not have previously competed in an MSA circuit car race. It's that simple. So if you think you...
So I'm eligible.
I'm eligible.
If you've got a... mental age doesn't count.
Well, technically...
I'm not eligible.
technically, we wouldn't be eligible either, since Tor is recognized by MSA.
This is true. Well, I'm not sure it quite extends that far, but anyway.
One of our biggest achievements, and Lewis forgets about it.
So the 2019 Scholar will earn themselves a spot on the Ginetta Junior Championship grid for 2019. The winner will also be given the use of one of their G40 Junior race cars for the entirety of next season, including consumables, so fuel, tyres, that sort of thing, and an experienced team to prepare the car throughout the year. The prize will also include insurance provided by Ginetta, in addition to a season supply of race tyres and fuel, as well as the all-important Ginetta race suits to make sure that the winner looks the part. So, if they think that you fit the bill, then get in touch with Ginetta. Head over to www.ginetta.com/JS. And you'll find the details there, because we do like to do our bit for our real motorsport friends as and when we can. And speaking of that, I must also say congratulations to our LMP3 top three from the LMP3 Esports Cup. This is going back a little while now. So Aiden Brow, Paul Webber and Ben Swain, who were invited to Brands Hatch last weekend to receive championship trophies for their esports championship wins. So congratulations to them. Very, very cool that that Butte Motorsport and the LMP3 Cup organised that with us. So thank you ever so much to everyone involved with them. We very much hope to work with you again in the future. And once again, congratulations, Aiden, on your championship win. Oh, goodness me. And that, my dear friends, is another month of eSport madness. Do you remember back in January when we were fairly relaxed? That seems a very...
The fact that you're asking me to remember that far back is shame on you.
Seems a very long time. Side Lewis can remember the beginning of the show. Very, very surprised how quickly this year's going, but also how much racing we've got under our belt. And I keep saying it every single month, still so much to come, because I really wish I could tell everyone some of the things we've got going on behind the scenes. It's so exciting to be a part of.
IndyCar Championship is coming, that's one thing.
This is true. It's so exciting to be a part of the Toro organising staff at the moment, and our good friends at Turn 10 have been really supportive with their help and support. Over the last few months in particular, obviously with Ben going to Seattle, it's been brilliant.
Now, if only they'll listen to us on what we want on content.
You never know. So thank you again. We've nearly been doing this 11 years, people. This is crazy. Anyway, on that scale...
The Torah thing, not the radio thing,
yes,
so much.
True. It feels like it sometimes. Yeah. Thank you. Sometimes. Thank you even, John, for putting up with us for three long seasons.
Has it been three already?
Yeah, it is. anyway.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, Lewis has been...
Lewis is having a senior moment.
Ben probably desperately needs to go comfort himself from having 15 minutes worth of bike talk thrown at him.
No, it was great. Yeah. Blacked out. It was awesome.
Hey, we gave you your standard nap time and you enjoyed it, so... Mm.
Well, I guess it's only fair since I prided on about drag racing for a little while.
There we go. So Lewis had a senior moment and didn't stop talking about the war. Ben blacked out for a while, and goodness knows I've got a premiership final to go to. Go Chiefs. See you all next month, and thank you ever so much for listening. We hope you're still alive. Goodbye, everybody. See you next month.
This program is a Radio Show Limited production.
Tell your friends there's more at RadioLeMans.com.